Hi, I'm WCOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Michael Lumpkin, Director of AFI Festivals.
Which runs June 17th through the 21st this year. Hey, Michael, thanks so much for joining us again.
Yeah, great to be back.
All right, so we talk to you every year. It's a highlight of the film festival season in D.C., but this year, before we get to the movies, this is a bit of a different year. You guys are having to do it virtually this year. Just take me into, you know, how that decision was made and, you know, whether, you know, when coronavirus first hit, you know, walk me through that process. Were you thinking you'd have to cancel altogether? Or, you know, how did that unfold?
Well, I think from the beginning, we weren't going to cancel. Canceling was not an option. We were determined to, you know, we knew kind of no matter what happened that I think audiences needed to see some of the great documentaries that are coming out this year. And those documentaries and the filmmakers that made them, they need to get their films out there still. So, we had, a couple of weeks of like, trying to assess, and this was in like early March, and so we're trying to assess, okay, where is this going to be in June? And, you know, like, the world didn't know where we would be in June. So after kind of trying to see how we could possibly do it on the ground in theaters in June, it, you know, and as time passed, we realized that we had to go with an online virtual option just because we had to start putting it together, and we knew that whatever happened, this would be a way that people could see film still. If you're home and there's internet, then you know we can give you some great documentaries to watch in June.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate that you found a way to, you know, virtually do it for us. And you know what? It might actually bring more people that maybe couldn't have come in person now get to see it. So I'm trying to do a silver lining here.
It's all kind of new to us. And, you know, we just website launched this morning, and we're now up and running and selling tickets. So we'll see what happens.
Awesome. All right, well, let's go into this year's slate, because you guys, you know, you always have some great movies that, you know, wind up generating buzz come, you know, Oscar season. So, you know, here's listeners' chance to come, you know, see them early. All right, so the first day, opening night, June 17th, is Boys State. I know this was a winner out at Sundance. Tell our listeners what this one's about.
Yeah, this is a great film. It was like the documentary hit of Sundance back in January. And we actually, you know, kind of invited the film to open our festival pre-COVID. This film, Boys State, was on board early on. And, luckily they were able to stay with us as we transitioned to an online festival. So it's a great story, about the high school program Boys State, which is organized in every state in the country, and it brings high school students, male high school students, Boys State, together for several days, and they basically learn how to and create their own government. So they form, you know, different bodies, and they people run for election, and they hold elections, and they, you know, create a government over these several days while they're together. And it's a really interesting perspective on government and politics and for you know, the good stuff of that and the bad stuff of that. And it's very interesting to see these high school students kind of going through this process that kind of, you know, happens in the real world constantly. So it's a great story. There's some great characters, and there's the conservatives and the liberals, and it just kind of falls out the way the world is currently falling out. And so it's very interesting to see it play out among these high school students.
Sounds great. I can see it. All right, and then Thursday, multiple movies, but the main one, tell me about Portraits and Dreams.
Oh, Portraits and Dreams was a surprise for me, in terms of watching the films over the year and looking at films. It's a great story. It's set in Appalachia in Kentucky, and it's about a photographer who, decades ago went into Appalachia and taught young people how to do photography. And so she had photography classes for the kids there, and they took photographs, and the photographs they took years ago are now kind of in a book called Portraits and Dreams of their photography. And the film is the photographer coming back to visit the region again. She had moved away, and she's coming back, and she's reconnecting with the kids that she taught photography to, and they're looking at the photos they took, and you're learning about the characters, the kids that were in her class, and then what they're doing today, and some of them are still doing photography, and it's a sweet, warm, very heartwarming film. It's a great movie.
Like it. I can't wait to see that too. Okay, and then moving to Friday, the Guggenheim Symposium is one of the highlights every year. You've had, everyone from Werner Herzog to, I think, Errol Morris, and all the big ones, and you highlight them. Who do we have this year?
Lee Grant. maybe unexpected. Lee Grant, primarily known as an actress, but she also has made a lot of documentary films, starting in the 1980s, and she did films for PBS and HBO, and they're a really interesting and incredibly relevant group of documentaries. She was looking at problems like homelessness, about films about battered women, films about farming in the U.S. and small farmers getting their farms taken away by corporate farming. So she was, it's amazing looking at all of her films together and at one time, which I had the pleasure of doing a few weeks ago. It's just incredible how what's going on in our country now. These films could have been shot yesterday. So it's a great group of films. We'll have a conversation with her, with Anne Hornaday from the Washington Post. She's also an incredible actress. She's had a great career at acting. She was blacklisted in the 1950s and didn't work for like 12 years because of that. She's won an Oscar for Shampoo. She's a very interesting, it'll be interesting to talk to her from the perspective of a director, and a director who's worked in documentary and made documentary films. So it should be a great conversation.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, listeners will remember, you mentioned Shampoo, but her roles in The Heat of the Night and Detective Story and so many good ones. But it'd be cool to see her documentary filmmaking side behind the camera. And then also that night, you're also showing The Fight, acclaimed filmmakers from the Anthony Weiner doc a couple years ago. Tell us what this one's about.
This is about the ACLU and the attorneys that have been leading the charge on several major cases that the ACLU has been working on over the past, maybe 3.5 years. They cover the Muslim ban and, fights around abortion. And it just gives you an inside look on the work that they do and the work that these great attorneys do. And you don't really get to see that. I mean, you see them, you see them on like news programs doing interviews and talking, but you're right there with them, you know, through the whole thing of, you know, like getting the case and then, you know, taking it all the way to the Supreme Court. So it's a great film and an invigorating film to see these, you know, attorneys just doing the great work they're doing.
Awesome. We can't wait for that too. All right, and then moving to Saturday, the big one is Rebuilding Paradise. Tell us what this is about.
Well, this is about Paradise, California, and the fire that pretty much destroyed the town and destroyed it, you know, in minutes a few years ago. And it's not so much about the fire itself, but it's about the incredible citizens of Paradise and how, you know, them coming back and rebuilding and, you know, kind of staying in Paradise and rebuilding their lives. And it's directed by Ron Howard, who has, you know, recently started making documentary films. And, so we're going to have a conversation with Ron and two of the subjects from the film. And also, everybody in Paradise, California, is going to be watching the film at AFI Docs. They haven't seen it yet. So our screening of it on Saturday, the June 20th, will be the first time that, you know, the people who live in Paradise have seen the film. So that's going to be very exciting.
Wow. Yeah, not only to hear from Ron Howard, but then for the actual people, as they watch it, their, you know, their hometown on screen for the first time, that's going to be great. All right, cool. And then the final day, I guess closing night, as you know, would be Jimmy Carter, Rock and Roll President. Tell us about this.
Well, it's a really eye-opening and really entertaining film. You see a side of Jimmy Carter that, but you know, I didn't really know about, and you know, and it was kind of the way. You know, it's a great mix of politics and music. I mean, I love political documentaries. I love music documentaries, and this one has it both. And it's about how he used and worked with people he knew in the music industry on his presidential campaign, and how music was a really important component of him getting to the White House. And then when he's in the White House, he brings these musicians in to perform at the White House. But it really, for me, it gave me like a view of Jimmy Carter that I was not aware of at all. I mean, you know, when you think about Jimmy Carter, you think about his presidency and everything he's done since then, because he's still around doing great work, and you know, that's the Jimmy Carter we know, but this film gives you a look at the Jimmy Carter before he was president. And he had a lot of really cool friends. I'll just say that.
Yeah. Who name, rattle off some of the musicians that are featured in it.
Oh, Allman Brothers, Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton. It just doesn't stop. It's great. It's a great film.
Yeah, I think we got Bob Dylan and Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood. There's so many. One's going to be a really cool way to close it. Will you be speaking with Mr. Carter or no?
We're not sure yet.
Ooh, all right.
It'll be a surprise.
A bonus if it happens.
Yeah.
If not, it sounds like
yeah.
a great movie. Well, cool. So in closing, you know, if our listeners are, you know, are used to coming, you know, they usually buy their tickets and attend the actual screenings. How does tell them how they can get tickets, and you know, how it sort of works, whether since it's online streaming, can they still get full passes for the whole thing or individual, you know, streamings, or how does that work?
Yeah, we have passes and we have individual tickets. And it's all online. So just go to AFI.com and you know, you'll find the whole lineup there and the schedule, and we have passes. And also, there is a slightly different way of viewing things. There, you know, the most of the films we talked about today are appointment viewing, meaning they're happening on a certain day at a certain time, but the bulk of the festival, most of the festival, the films are available for 24 hours. So you and the each day there's a different group of films that are available for the entire day. So, you know, there'll be a certain film, you know, films one day, but then come back the next day and there'll be, you know, other films to watch. So there's a lot to see, and, you know, we wanted to adapt to how people will be experiencing it. You're at home. So we want people to have the convenience of being able to watch when they have time to watch. And, you know, and I think I think people will be watching a lot more this year because they don't have to get out. I mean, they really can't. They can't go to a theater, but, you know, it's just often it can be easier to watch in your home. So.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait. Again, everyone, it's AFI Docs, June 17th through the 21st. Michael Lumpkin, thanks so much.
Thank you.